Wednesday the 27th of January, Yud Beis Shvat, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Contemporary Shilas in Hilchus, Beis HaKnesses Part 4, The Bimah in the Middle, and Guide Dogs in a Shul.
Rabbi Isai, I don't know if we'll manage today to get to the Guide Dogs in the Shul. I'm sorry to let you down, but we'll learn about the Bimah in the Middle at least. If there's time, maybe we'll come to it. I want to learn Halacha in the Rambam. Really, one word in the Rambam. The Rambam Michas Tzilo, in Perek Yud Alef, talks about Binyan Beis HaKnesses. The Choyva to build a Beis HaKnesses, and the way in which one should go about building a Beis HaKnesses. So let's learn Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam stipulates where the Bima must be placed in the Beis HaKnesses. And I'm sure many of you are aware that there was a big controversy in Germany and in other places where this was changed. And at that point was decided the Shaila, what's taket the makor for this din in the Rambam? And there's Shittus HaKesef Mishnah. So we're going to see this today, Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, Kol makom sheyesh bo asorah miYisrael. Any place that has asorah miYisrael, tzorich la'achin lo bayis, sheyikonsu bo l'tfilo b'chol eis, tfilo. Umokim zenikra beis HaKnesses. And who is this choyva? The koyfim bnei Yisrael is a libnis lam beis HaKnesses. The libnis lam say betoyr neviim uksuvim. Halacha beis, kishaboyin beis HaKnesses, im boyin ois ha'elo b'gova shal yir, shenemar, b'roi shemi es tikore, umakbiin ois ha'achitei gvoya mikol chatzeres ha'yir, shenemar l'roim em beis ha'lekenu, ve'im poischim pischei HaKnesses, elo b'mizrach, shenemar v'achoynim, lifnei ha'mishkan keidmo. So these are all halachas as to how you should build a Beis HaKnesses. In the first halacha he said this very chiyuv of building a Beis HaKnesses. And kishabayim, there are certain rules. You can't just build it as you see fit. And he goes on to say, ubayim b'heichol, shemanichim b'yisefer Torah. You have to build a heichol, what we know as Aron Kodesh, the Rambam refers to as a heichol. Ubayim heichol zu beruach shemispalalim kenegdoi b'yis ha'ir. Where should you build this heichol? You can't just choose where you're going to want to put it. You have to put it in the ruach klapei which the tzibur is being mispalel, which today in our countries is always mizrach. Kedei sheyiyu pneihem el mul ha'eichel kesheyamdu l'tfilo. Fine. Rambam goes on, halacha gimel, u'ma'amidin bima. You have to erect, you have to put up a bima be'emtza habayis. You have to put up a bima be'emtza habayis in the middle, in the center of this room, of this structure, of this building. Kedei sheyale oleho ha-kwede batoiro. So that the kwede batoiro can be yale oleho. Can be yale oleho. When we talk about aliyah la-toiro, because there was an aliyah, the bima was like a platform for which you had to go up, upstairs. Oi, miya she'ayma le'am divrei kvushim kedei sheyishmu kulam. The Beis HaKnesses also served a second purpose to a Divrei Kvushim. Nowadays, Divrei Kvushim be made tightness. So whenever it was a Torah, that I'm on right, that whenever the Shah saw it's a mitzvah to be miskavets, the whole tzibur should come together. So this was also another purpose for this bima. And Rambam goes on to say, Ukeshema midin hatevo, sheyesh bo sefer Torah. And when you put up the teva, in which, or on which, there is a Sefer Torah, ma'amidin oiso ba'emtza. You put the teva ba'emtza. So the Rambam talks about two things. He talks about a bima, and then a teva. What's the difference between the bima and the teva? So we'll see in a moment. And he goes on to say, v'achoyrei ha'teva klapei ha'echo. Uponeho klapi ha'om. The teva had a front and a back. So he says the back of the teva should be klapi ha'echel and the front of the teva should be klapi ha'om. Is that the way we do it? What's the teva? And what's the pneha? And what's the achir? What? The what? There's a platform and there's a table on top. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we'll see. But what's pshat ha'achoyrav and the ponim of this table? So let's see, let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. We're going to learn today the Kesef Mishnah, push to understand pshat in the Rambam, and then we'll see the achoyrinim that ask kashis on the Kesef Mishnah and take differently pshat in the Rambam. So, Kesef Mishnah halachi gimel. U'ma'amidin bimo, u'kishema'amidin hatevo, ad u'klapei hatevo. Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah says this is a Tosefta. And Kosva Arif Perek HaKoyro Imed. And the Lashna Tosefta is Ketzat Skenim Yoishvim Pneim Klapei Ha'am V'Cherim Klapei HaKoydesh U'Kshemenich Mateva Poneho Klapei Ha'am V'Acherel Klapei HaKoydesh. The face of the Teva should be towards the Am, and the back of the Teva should be towards the Heichel, towards the Kodesh. That's the Lashon of the Tosefta. Says the Kesef Mishnah v'Divrei Rabbeinu b'Mokim Hazet Tzrichim Yishuv. The words of the Rambam over here in Halacha Gimel need to be reconciled. They need to be explained. Why so? Shu'maske kan shnei minei tevis. He mentions two types of structures. Ha'achas kro bimo. The first one he refers to as the bimo. This is the one she'ila aleho ha'kayde oyadoyish. It's upon this bimo that the kayde of batayra or the doyish would ascend onto this bimo. Va'oyteva she'inis she'yesh basayf atayra. U'mashma milishaynoy she'shtein ma'amidim be'emtza ha'bayis. V'yesh lachkoy heyoch ma'amidim zu k'neged zu oy be'ez oifen. Where are these two structures? How do these two structures work? There's a bima and there's a table. V'oid, sh'ateva ha'shniya she'yesh b'seif ha'teira. Im kavanos Elohim, and if you look at the Lashna Rambam, you could mistakenly conclude that the Rambam is talking about the actual table, the Aron HaKodesh, she'yesh b'seif ha'teira. And it would imply that you put the Aron HaKodesh on top of the bima, be'emtza ha'beis ha'knesses. If that's the way you attach the word table. Says this Kesef Mishnah, you can't say so. Voi, chateva shmir shiyesh b'sefer tayr, im kavanos Elohim shu ha'oren shevei ha'svarim lo'olam, the place in which you keep the svarim generally, not only b'shas ha'kriya, oi bazoi I efsha, you can't say such a thing. Shu kosav b'somuch sheba heicholein, he already gave that a different word, he said that that's called heichol, number one. Ve'heichol bonei b'koysel ha'bayis, not in the center, but in the wall. It has to be structured into the wall of the bayis. Which wall? The wall clap by which the tzibur is mispalo. K'mavur b'lishayin. V'ateva ha'shmi ha'azoi is kosov shem ha'midin oisa be'emtza ha'bayis. The Rambam writes that this second table which contains the Sefer Torah should be be'emtza ha'bayis. The heichol in which the Sefer Torah is munach all day is in the wall of the bayis. So what is this table? So the first thing the Kesef Mishnah is trying to understand is what is this table? Says the Kesef Mishnah, "V'ima kavana b'teva hashniya hateva shemamidin oleho haseifat Torah b'shas kriyas haTorah." If you're going to tell me that we're talking about the table upon which they read the Torah, "Harei babima you koydim b'Torah." Kama yishakosav the Rambam himself wrote, "Kedei sheyalo oleho haKoydim b'Torah." So that's number one. So then it's one and the same. Why are you calling one table and one bima? And another question he asks, "V'kosha." Says the Kesef Mishnah, Shehaminog Kol Yisrael Yispnei HaKoyre Batoyre Klapei HaKoydesh. The minog of Kol Yisrael is that the Baal Koyre faces the Aron Kodesh. Not that he stands with his back to Aron Kodesh and faces the Tzibur. Maybe the Doyresh does so. But the Koyre Batoyre, the minog Kol Yisrael, is that it faces the Kodesh. But the Teva, we're not sure what it is, but if it should mean the Mokim upon which you read the Sefer Torah, it says, Ponel Klapi Ha'am. So it's Hepech Mini Kol Yisrael. So maybe it means something different. But what else could it mean? Says the Rama, says the Kesef Mishnah, Vare Tesef Tezu Tzoy Vachat V'choy Lekas Aleo. Dilev U'achoyreyem El HaKodesh U'pneyem El Ha'am. If we should take this Tesefta to mean the Teva upon which you read the Kriyas HaTorah, then the Midina Tesefta should come out that you should be Koyde Klapei Ha'am, and the Achoyde HaTeva should be Klapei Ha'echo. Ein Achinami, because the Mishnah will tell us that the Ram Taka changes the gears of the Tesefta. But the Rambam is greatest the way we see it. Like it says in the Rambam, in the end of Halacha Gimel, Achoyde HaTeva Klapei Ha'echo, Uponeo Klapei Ha'am. So what's pshat in the Rambam? Zot the Kesef Mishnah, Baharan zal deran hoyo goyreis ukishami midin hateva pneim klape ha'om v'achoyrei hem klape ha'kodesh. Where the Rambam is goyreis in the Tesef, the ponov and achoyrov. Ponov of the table. And achoyrov the Teva, there's the front of the Teva and the back of the Teva. The Ran is going differently. Pnei Hem v'achirei Hem. Of course, the Teva is the way we have it. You face Mizrach with the when you're reading the Sefer Torah. But where should the Rabbanim, the Yoshim, the Mizrach, where should they sit? Should they be facing Mizrach or should they turn around klapnei the Sefer Torah? Zok the Rambam, that this is Zok the Ran, I'm sorry, that this is what the Tosefta is saying. The Pnei Hem and the Achirei Hem of the Skenim should be such that it should be towards the Am and their backs towards the Eichel. You may have thought that they would be Choshet, they don't want to turn their back to the Eichel. No, you should face the Kodesh HaTorah, you should face the Am. That's how the Ran is greatest in the Tosefta. But it doesn't help much because for the Rambam doesn't say so. Zok the Ran, Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Varan hoya goyres is going on the skenim. Vaskenim. The mitka le'ilkoi. Vachiko omar. And this is what the Tosefta is saying. Kishu metzin es ha-tevo. U'manichin oiso berachoyiv. Meaning in the center. Pneihem shel skenim. Sho yu yoishim shom. Their ponim should be klapei ha'am. Va'achoyreihem should be klapei ha-kodesh. So by changing from achoyrov and ponov, which refers to the teva, from changing that to Pnei Hem and Achidei Hem, this would be Miyashiv the Tosefta with the Minna Kol HaOlam that the Kesef Mishnah is talking about. However, he says, Ve'en kach girsas Rabbeinu, Ve'loi Pirusha. The girs is not so, and even if he, and the Pirush isn't either so, because you see clearly he's referring, it's in the same Halacha, the Tevet, there's no mention of Skenim here. Ve'lachei Nirali, therefore says the Kesef Mishnah like this, She'teva hibimas eitz ktano. So there's the bima upon which the people would stand. On that bima, they would put another bima, a teva, which is what you have in very big shuls. You go up a few steps onto a bima, and on that bima you have
table.
The table for kriyas hatoira. You have this bima. You have this bima on top of the platform. The ko'amar shemanichin oisa be'emtza habima. This wasn't a separate structure that was placed in the center of the shul. The Be'emtza, the second Be'emtza in Halacha Gimel, is talking about Be'emtza HaBima. The Bima is the platform. In that platform, on that platform, you're going to have a Mokim for Kriyas HaTorah. You're going to put down the table. Where should it be? Should it be in the front of the Bima, in the back of the Bima? Should it be in the center of the Bima, says the Kesef Mishnah. Thus made the Rambam. It should be in the center of the Bima. V'dayik nami d'gabi Bima kosav Rabbeinu mamidim Bima Be'emtza HaBais. When the Rambam says, Mamidin Bimba Be'emtza Habayis, the fourth word in Halacha Gimel, he adds the word Be'emtza Habayis. V'gabei Teva Kosa Mamidin Oysa Bo'emtza. He doesn't say the word Habayis. Yeah, on the last line of Halacha Gimel, Mamidin Oysa Bo'emtza on the Teva. Kloimar Be'emtza Habimo. Now, okay, fine. So we've determined what the Teva is. But what's with Parnel Klapei Ha'am and Achirel Klapei Ha'echo? So the Kesef Mishnah is going to tell us Pshat in the Rambam. What is the ponim? What's the front of this bima here? Is this the front or is this the back? Is this the front or is this the back? If this is the front, then lefi the Tosefta, we should turn it around and should face that way. Normally you would say, I'm standing behind the bima. Yeah? He's standing in the front of the bima. So what's Pshat? So he says like this. V'lifnei ha-teva lo legabei ha-koirei ko'omar. Not shot at Lagabi the Koire, the person who is standing over there, yeah, the front doesn't mean the front, that the part that's facing him. Aroi Bazoi, that part should be Klapei Ha'echel. The front doesn't mean the part that's closer to the Oime, to the Chazan, to the Baal Koire, and the back meaning the part that's farther from him. Elo Pnei Ha'teva Kori Atzad Shebei Koirim Batoira, Shaksav Miyushur. So what is Pnei HaTeva? What is Achoyri HaTeva? Pnei HaTeva means the Teva should accommodate the Tzibur. Hagam the Tzibur is not reading from the Sefer Torah, but the Sefer Torah should be munach in such a way that the Ksav of the Sefer Torah should be readable by the Tzibur. That's the front. The back is the part from which the Sefer Torah is seen backwards. So the front is stuck over here, and this should be Klapei HaTzibur, because that's where the Sefer Torah is positioned in a way that it's Klapei HaTzibur, and the back is the part from which the Sefer Torah would appear to be the other way around. Shemata Avimine Kol Yisrael Bekriyas HaToyra Al Adin VeAl HaEmes, and therefore the Mine Kol Yisrael, according to this pshat, fits with the Tosefta. Ponei Shalateva Klapei Ha'am VeAchireya Klapei HaKodesh. Fine. So we understand Taich in the Rambam. Now comes what's Nigel in your name. Let's take a look at what the Kesef Mishnah is going to say now. V'Al Tishiveini, says the Kesef Mishnah, do not ask on me. Nowadays, says the Kesef Mishnah, there are Ktas Mekoimois, there are some places in which they build Bimois in the following way. How do they build it? B'Soif Pesach Knesses, V'Loi Be'emtza. B'Soif meaning in the Mizrach, not in the middle, but in the very, very farthest point of the Beis HaKnesses by Mizrach. So the Kesef Mishnah is made that Bismanoi, they built Bimois in the front and not in the middle. Number one. Number two, on these Bimois meaning this stage, on that stage, where did they position the table? At the very end of the Bima. Which is two things that are Hepech HaRamba, the way we just have chatted the text after. V'chein ha-teva shalei manich matayin shem b'soif ha-bimis loy be'emtza, says the Kesef Mishnah, ki ha-amodo be'emtza eino me'achiyuv. Eino me'achiyuv. The Rambam is not telling us that it's a chiyuv, that it's ma'akev, that it's a din, that it has to dafke be in the emtza of the Beis HaKnesses. No. Achakoy lefi ha-mokoyim v'hazman. It's all dependent on the mokoyim and the zman. Sheboisam hazmanim shehoyu bati knesiyos gedoylim ad moed hoyitzrichim la'amid ha-bimah be'emtza. כדי להשמיע על כל העם. אבל בזמנים הללו שבאבינסינו בתי כנסיו שלנו הם קטנים וכל העם שוימין יויס ארנוי הוא לי יויס לצד אחד מלי יויס באמצע. So what's the Kesef Mishnah saying? Rambam writes באמצע. It's not accepted that it should be באמצע, but it's only a chiyuv. What's pshat? Why would Rambam bring it if it's not a chiyuv? Why would the Rambam bring it if it's not a chiyuv? So maybe he's saying it's not a chiyuv in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. It's a chiyuv in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Or in Hilchos Shmiyas Kriyas HaTorah. Everybody has to be able to hear. So why does the Rambam bring it over here? This is here we're talking about the structure of a Beis HaKnesses. Kishaboyin in Beis HaKnesses. Eboyin no isa elo in the following way. And then he goes, Mamidin bima b'emtza. So what's pshat? It's because the Mishnah said that it's not a chiyuv. L'chayr the pshat is that it's not a chiyuv that there should be a bima be'emtza. It's a chiyuv in binyan beis haknesses that it should be structured in such a way that everybody should be able to hear. And that's hakadin hilchos binyan beis haknesses. But lo yatir the beis haknesses is so small that the distance from the front to the back is like the distance would have been from the middle to the front in a big Beis HaKnesses, then you can have the beam in the front. B'mokoyim, where the only Echatimtzit to have everyone here, Kriyas HaTorah, that should be in the middle, is Takim Ha'akiv. And the Beis HaKnesses was Nibne Shaloi Kedi. Because Bein is a Teva Be'emtza. So everybody should be able to hear. But in a place where it's equal distance and everybody's going to hear, in any case, Zok the Kesef Mishnah is not Ma'akiv. That's not the Kesef Mishnah. We'll see in a minute. Whether we go by the Kesef Mishnah. But there is not the Kesef Mishnah.
You've got 10 people, you've got the chiyuv to build this basic analysis.
Ein hachanami. There is this din of be'emtza. But the be'emtza is like a dibra kosev behoiv. The chiyuv to build a basic analysis starts as soon as you have a sorah. And then there has to be a din of be'emtza or any equivalent of be'emtza. Be'emtza not pshat, it's not a pshat geographically where you should put it. Be'emtza the pshat is, it should be central, then everybody should be able to hear.
So what is Beis HaKnesses, not Beis HaMedrash?
We're talking about Beis HaKnesses.
So this is a Beis HaMedrash, not a Beis HaKnesses?
No, it's both.
It's not a Beis HaKnesses, it wasn't built.
It's not purely Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't have all the halachas, all the chumash of Beis HaKnesses. Because, but the din, but it's a place that's accommodating Kriyas HaTorah. It's a place in which we have Kriyas HaTorah.
In a chanami.
But this din is toilet and mocking where you have Kriyas HaTorah.
You don't have the base, you only have the table.
You don't have a beam at all. Rabbi, so we'll come to the Ketz of Mishnah in a minute. And the Mechaber Taka doesn't bring this din of Be'emtza. The Be'emtza is a Chetimtza that there should be a Hech, that everybody should be able to hear Kriyas HaTfilah. That's Taka din in Binyan Beis HaKnesses. That's Taka din in Binyan Beis HaKnesses. As soon as you have 10 people, you have a din to be Binyan Beis HaKnesses. That's what the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph. And now, every time you build a Beis HaKnesses, you have to see to it that the Mokim of Kriyas HaTfilah should be either Be'emtza, which is the classical case of what the Rambam is saying, that's the default, normal situation, or anything that matches a bima to be be'emtza, which would mean that everybody is able to hear. As I like the case of Mishnah. Now, there's another question he asked. He asked, how could it be that bizmaneinu, we put the teva on the bima towards the front of the bima, not in the middle of the bima? And he goes on, v'afal pisha achshav ein mamidin ha-seif ha-teira be'emtza ha-bima, efshar shenog ukein l'chvoid ha-skenim. To draw it forward so it should be closer to the skenim in the front. Fine. And the mission says it's even more noy. So if mitzad the dinim of binyan beis haknesses not ma'akev, so that dinim of zekeli vanveyu mizach is better. So it could even be a mile on having it be mizach. He goes on to say. So, what's the raya taka that this is not makif? He says, because lagabi this din of be'emtza, the Tosefta doesn't bring a pasuk. Lagabi this din of be'emtza, the Tosefta doesn't bring a pasuk. Whereas, lagabi the din of poneo, klape ha'om, and achireo, klape ha'echol, he brings a pasuk. Which pasuk? Ach kishateva achireo, klape ha'kodesh, poneo, klape ha'om, hevi ha'pasuk l'raya. Rabbi, I want you to tell me what's the raya from this pasuk. Mi batikoye la'edo pesach oyel moyet. Batikoel ha'eda al Pesach oil ma'id kloimar u'mishom ha'yomay shemedabri moem u'mistakel kenegdom v'nimtza ponov klape ha'om v'achoyrei klape ha'koydesh almo tzorich lachlik kovid la'om. Atkan. The kovid ha'om u'shi epnei ha'teva klape ha'om. What's the raya from the pasuk? Rabbi said, what's the raya from the pasuk? The Tosefta brings the raya from the pasuk that you have to be mispalit, that you have to have the Kriyas HaTorah facing the Arden HaKodesh, the Eichel, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was part of Klape Om, and there has to be a covered for the Acholkin covered Lam. Wouldn't you say that should be a raya lister? Faker, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was facing the Am, the Baal Kodesh and the Beis HaKnesh should be facing the Am? No? What? No, he says covered the arm. A covered clapping the arm.
Depends whether the covered is the person facing the arm, the Sefer or the Sefer Torah.
Oh. Because if Mishnah learns, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Sefer Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu clapping the arm. Now we want the Sefer Torah clapping the arm. It's not the way you would think Balabatish. Oh, the covered arm was he pnei a table klape ha'am. Could the table, as the case of Mishnah types, means the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah should be klape ha'am. Rabbi say, mitzad this case of Mishnah, Voltoisky comment that there's no problem to build a bima in the front of a Beis HaKnesses. In a small Beis HaKnesses, if taket kriyas ha'Torah wouldn't be compromised, everybody can hear. Sheish mu'am is hakel lefi ha'mekoymes, and adarav, if the mekoymes allow for it, then it's even more noise, says the Kesef Mishnah. What? Kum tzegen dechsam soifer, and the Mechaber Taka doesn't bring this din of Be'emtza. The Ramah brings this din. So there's a tshuva of chsam soifer, and there's also a tshuva of the netziv v'meishiv dov, in which you ask two starke kashas on the Kesef Mishnah. Two starke kashas. I'll start with the Meishiv Dov, because I don't know if there's enough time to get there, some safest kasha. But the Netziv asks the following kasha. He says, yeah, the Kesef Mishnah tells us a tam for the Be'emtza of the Bima. The Bima should be Be'emtza so that everybody should be able to hear. What's pshat? Fine. The Rambam didn't say so, but the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam atfashtanem pshat netesef in order to be miyashiv the meaning of ptas mekaymes. So he said the Rambam would have learned pshat the pshat netesef is, and the pshat the Rambam is that it's hakel lefi amokim v'asman. It's not a din in be'emtza dafke. It's a din that should be kedei sheyishmu kulam. Fine, that would be miyashiv why the bima should be be'emtza. But what's the time for the table that's on the bima that should be in the emtza of the bima? How big is the bima already? doesn't make a difference. Klapi kriyat shmiyas atayra, whether it's toward the front of the bima or toward the back of the bima, whether the table is more forward on the bima or more backwards on the bima. If it's all only kadesh yishmoam, then it shouldn't make any difference where the table is on the bima. Frag the nitziv. Chasam Sofer asked another kasha. Chasam Sofer said that the mocker of the mocker in Shas is a gemara in Sukkah Daf Nalaf Umet Beit, where the gemara talks about the stiloiftin of Alexandria, where they used to have it beemtz and they used to be matil sudorin. And he says over there clearly, the gemara says over there, there was twice Yoytze Mitzrayim, twice Shishim Divi. It means you had 1,200,000. You had over 1,000,000 people there. You had over 1,000,000 people in Mitzrayim in this one Beis HaKnesses. And they had to have Sudarim to show them when to say Amen. Says the Chasam Sofer over there, for sure it wasn't Shayach that Yishmu Kulam. And that's the mocker where it says that it should be Be'emtza. The mocker where it should say Be'emtza is Dafke Lehedya, a place in which it wasn't possible to have everyone hearing Kriyas HaTayrah. Where did they hear Kriyas HaTayrah? Maybe they heard it later separately. I don't know. But the Tefillah B'Tzibur, they were Mekayim with over 1,000,000 people. And over there it said that the bima should be be'emtza. So in the periphery, around this bima, you're going to have a few hundred people hearing this, a few thousand people. So what's the difference if it's be'emtza or if it's forward or if it's backward? Wherever you put it, you're going to have the same amount of people hearing. If you have over 1,000,000 people, why does that have to be dafke be'emtza? Why are you giving preference to the people that are in the periphery of this emtza? That it's not dafke, it's not kedesh yishmu. There's a separate din of be'emtza. And memela, the Chasam Sofer and the Netziv learned different shat in the Rambam. Let's take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Alochi Gimel Mamidim Bima be'emtza habayis kedesh yale aleha hakoyre batoyre oymi asher oymelam divri kvushin kedesh yishmu ukulon. Kedei sheyishmu ukulam, because if Mishnah learned, that's the time for the be'emtza. That's the time for the be'emtza. The be'emtza is really only hechatim to the tree yishmu ukulam. The kedai gavna, we can have yishmu ukulam without the be'emtza. The be'emtza is not ma'akim. It's just that binyan beis hakness requires that it should be structured in such a way that everybody should be able to hear, which normally means be'emtza. But if it could be towards the front or towards, and everyone will hear anyways, then it doesn't have to be be'emtza. Zokti Nitziv, and this is the way I understand Pshat, what he's saying, that it's not Pshat, this Kadesh Yishmu Kulam is not a biur on the word Be'emtza. Kadesh Yishmu Kulam is a Pshat in the word Imamidim Bimo. Imamidim Bimo. Why do you need a Bimo? Read from here. This shul doesn't have a Bimo. Doesn't have a stage. The Imamidim Bimo is Kadesh Yishmu Kulam. That, in order that everybody should hear, so you stand higher up, so everybody should be able to hear. But that has nothing to do with the Be'emtza. And Sayyid Chasam Sofer says this, and Sayyid the Netziv says this. The Be'emtza is a separate din. And the Be'emtza is a din that's taken ma'akev. The Be'emtza is a din in Hichas Beis HaKnesses that you have to have the table of Be'emtza. A bimas kadesh yishmu kulam. Why do you have to have the Be'emtza? So they say pshat is because the table is a doimel mizbeach, and the mizbeach was be'emtza. The mizbeach was be'emtza. You had the orange, you had the menorah was to the side, but the mizbeach was be'emtza. In order that you should have stibuv mizbeach, the mizbeach has a din that has to be be'emtza. And the meila the Chasam Sofer says that it's taka ma'akev, and you're not allowed to be boina or bima anywhere but be'emtza beis haknesses. He's mitzadeh other tzadim as well, which is no time for. He brings the maril, the gabi sukkah. If this Beis HaKnesses was already structured, he says it's mamash iser. And the Chasam Sofer, of course, finishes with the staple signature, and he says chadash asur min atzoyah. Atka. What's pshat chadash asur min atzoyah? Just we'll finish. What's pshat chadash asur min atzoyah? What does chadash asur min atzoyah have to do with anything?
Before.
Oh. Pshat is Azayi Rabbi Yisai. The truth is, Chodesh Asim Natoy, Chodesh Retzach Noch Lada B'Chodesh and Yashem of the Omer. What does that have to do with Chidushim of Chasam Sofer wasn't creating a new love of Chodesh Asim Natoy. Chasam Sofer was touching up the human mind. And so you saw it Godel. Some Sefer was saying there's a lav of Bechukiseyem Leisei Leichu. Bechukiseyem Leisei Leichu was a lav in the Torah. The question becomes, what is the Siba for this Chidush? You're a Rav in a shul, the president says, we want to move the Bima to the front. Why does he want to move the Bima to the front? What's bothering him with the Bima in the middle? So the Pasht just asked Balabatim, he thinks he's going to get more members if it's in the front. It'll be more of a modern shul. Why is he going to get more members if it's in the front? What determines that it's more modern? You know why? Because the church has it in the front. The church has the altar in the front. And being more modern means being more up to date with the times, being more like the people around you. Or the architect says that it's more aesthetically nice to have the beam in the front. Why? Why would you want? What was wrong with the way things were for the last 1,000 years? Every chiddush, if you dig deep enough, often, not everyone, often you'll find that senemtzach from a vizerayu of b'chukaseyem leiseleichu. Does not the same say, does chodesh and the stag osu min atayu. This is the law of b'chukaseyem leiseleichu. You should know, in Poland, there was a time that there was a gzera on the levushim. And the Ugdeli Yisrael was some gahalten ledina that it's the horig val yaver. Who's taking the Torah, you have to wear a shtrayim. So people think it's chiddush emaisis. Chiddush emaisis because of if this is a Yiddish levush in this mokin, yeah, nobody's saying in Baghdad you have to wear a shtrayim. And nobody's saying in Litha you have to wear a shtrayim. And in Litha they didn't wear a shtrayim. The chassidim didn't either wear a shtrayim. They wore kaskets. The Chavetz Chaim wore a kasket. But the mokim where the Yiddish Lebush is to wear a shtraimu, and there's a gzeda you should take it off, is a, there's a mokim, there's a machlaikas to a gdem that said, no, you don't, that it's ken zayn, that it's yehodik v'yavr. And this is the ikir in the truth, some say, for that line of chodesh osim in atzir. The reason why, l'choyre, somebody's going to say, I want to go like the b'syoysef, his aim has nichin oysef, it's the chakesef mishneh. So the nitziv has a kasha, the chsam sefer has a kasha. But there's a kesef mishneh that says that you can have a basic table in the front. That's only if it's not coming mitzat chadash osim in atoyra. If it's chadash osim in atoyra, G'dayli Yisrael paskin that a shul where you have a teva in the front, you're not allowed to step into the shul. You're not allowed to dive in there. Not because of pshat in the Rambam in the Be'emtza, but because like a chadash osim in atoyra.